every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
So S&P Global Ratings decided to retain Eskom's credit rating and suggesting that it supports government's debt relief plan. Now, the credit ratings agency saying on Monday that, you know, it will remain unchanged in light of recent developments, which include a plan for Eskom to restructure its debt and renewed operational difficulties. It is, of course, in deep junk status at around four notches below investment grade, still with a negative outlook, so it could go even further. S&P did say that it would consider reviewing its outlook if government support was considered adequate, suggesting that it would view a government bailout in a favorable light. But would government be viewed in a favorable light in that context? Dr. Azhar Jameen, economist at Econometrics, joining us on the line. Dr. Azhar Jameen, thank you so much for your time this morning. It doesn't necessarily paint a good picture overall that despite the fact that Eskom is in the doldrums when it comes to its debt, if we bail them out, it'll look good for Eskom, but surely it won't look good for South Africa's coffers themselves.
You're absolutely correct with that assessment, Arabile. That's exactly the way I thought about it following the announcement. First of all, you've got to realize that Eskom's four notches into junk status is already heavily downgraded, and so the fact that the credit rating is not being downgraded any further is neither here nor there. It doesn't mean to say that S&P thinks that Eskom itself is out of the woods. It just believes that maybe if it does manage to transfer 100 billion rands worth of its liabilities to the government, that it, Eskom, doesn't need to be downgraded any further. But you're quite right in that an extra 100 billion rand on government's balance sheet will increase the public debt to GDP ratio by over 2%. Mm. Now, the markets were already alarmed when the medium-term budget policy statement was delivered in October, and Finance Minister Tito Wenny raised the prospective peak public debt to GDP ratio by about 3% of GDP, from 56 to 59% of GDP. Now, an extra 2% would take us to over, well over 60%, to 61, 62% of GDP. And that starts leading us to believe that the government's own debt credit ratings would then have to be reduced further.
Mm. So it does put us in a predicament here. Which do we save? And how do we save? If we don't necessarily do it via government debt, which is obviously a problem, how do we then save Eskom? Because it's clearly not going to be able to go to the debt market. It's not valuable for anybody. Getting in, even if it was to be a privatization issue, it's still not going to be taken up by anybody anyway. What do we do?
I'm not convinced that it wouldn't be taken up. It depends on how the utility were privatized. There has been a lot of talk about and suggestion that it should be broken up into its three overall divisions, generation, transmission, and distribution. And if that were done, those individual units, some of them might turn out to be far more viable for privatization and selling off. Even if you still control the generation, for example, through government, the other units might be sold off and you could actually start resolving the financial difficulties of Eskom in that respect. Secondly, if you had very credible steps being taken to improve the efficiency of the way in which the business is run, that in itself could also start encouraging foreign or outside investment. And the third possibility, which is not terribly popular, but is one way of trying to resolve it, is for Eskom to be allowed to raise tariffs by a further 15% over the next 3 years, as it has requested to do from NERSA, to recoup some of the additional costs that have been incurred in the last 3 years through using diesel-fired power stations.
It does become a difficult situation because now the consumer has had to pay for basically maladministration and mismanagement, shall we call it that. But Dr. Azhar Jameen, we will continue to watch the story, and I hope that you and I can have a a better conversation around this at a later stage, but really appreciate your time this morning on that Eskom rating story, that S&P Global Ratings has retained Eskom's credit rating four notches below junk status. It's 7:20, your traffic.